Hey guys, I'm Tim.
I'm Bob.
I'm Spencer.
I'm next to Tim.
He is, and that's Dan. This is the Board Game Rundown. Today, we are going to talk about games we played, some news, some crowdfunding, and I got a little topic I'm going to throw on these boys, and they have no idea what it is.
In the dark.
Yep.
But first,
make sure you like, subscribe, and ring that bell.
Ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you never know what we're going to talk about. Like today, these guys have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Literally.
Perfect. All right, so games we played.
Yeah. Games we played. I'm going to start. because I'm going
to start. Hold on, hold on. Who's got the soapbox?
Yeah.
Can we get the soapbox? Bring in the soapbox.
Yep, okay.
And the Kleenex, because he's going to cry a lot, too.
I'm starting the show on a slight downer, which is why I want to go first. So everything in the description is time-coded, so if you don't feel like having a topic that is a slightly bit serious about an annoying problem I think is in the hobby... yes, or just listen to someone kind of whine for a little bit, I guess. Then just click on the next number. It'll take you to the next game we talk about. But so over the weekend, I played Ankh. I played with Tim and two other people that we've played with a couple times. Three other people. You're right. I forgot about Levi.
Five player game.
Yep. So we played with three other people, and we had a thing happen in the game that I talked about recently, and this is just something I just want to talk about
It just happened to you again. The same thing just happened to you again.
And I just want to talk about this because this is something that happens a lot, and I see it happen even not to me, and it annoys me when I see it directed to other people as well. And there's a double standard in this hobby where people stop people from doing things. I mean, this is just a human trait anyway, right? They stop people from doing things, and then they do it themselves, right? It's a double standard that I cannot stand. And I talked about it recently in Viticulture, to where I wasn't allowed to take back an action from one round previous, which genuinely threw the game for me. And then the same person who didn't let me take back the action immediately took back an action from one round earlier and won the game because of it. And I don't mind losing. I don't mind not having my action. I mind the double standard of that person saying, you can't take back your action because I was winning at the time, so I don't deserve to take back that action. But then he then immediately takes back an action in the exact same way I would have and wins because of it. And I don't like this. And so basically in Ankh, I was the last fight, battle in the round, and the round ended. The next round then started. And before anyone ever even took an action, I said... oh, I have a power where when I win a battle, I'm supposed to get three followers. And one of the people in last place said, oh, well, everyone makes mistakes. And obviously, I can't show you, but they basically said it. I took it in a way, the way their inflection was and everything, as a too bad, you missed your chance, everyone makes mistakes. Because I was winning by like 7 points at that point or something. I will say, though, as we learned in Ankh, that's nothing, because at the end of that round, I was in last place. So it's not like I was actually winning by that much.
And I would definitely say in Ankh, especially middle round, early to middle rounds, the score is almost arbitrary.
Right. And I'll say something to that at the end of this segment, because I'm going to blow Bob's mind, I think, with what happened. But anyway, so basically, I was like, okay, I won't, you know, I made a mistake. I ended the round. We started, even though the person hasn't taken their turn yet. We have
nothing's really happened.
I just won't do it. That round, that person then, who was merged with the person who said kind of that I couldn't take that action then, immediately said, oh, in that last battle, they were playing Anubis, and they were like, oh, in that last battle, I could have taken one of Tim's guys when they died, like as a trophy. And Tim, without even thinking, just grabbed his guy and handed it to him, because Tim doesn't care. Whatever. Oh, the guy made a mistake from last round. That's fine. Here it is. So I wasn't allowed to take the action that I had missed by a minute. And then immediately afterwards, the next person took an action from a minute ago in the last round, and then they won because of it.
It helped. It definitely helped them win. I wouldn't say that they won because of it.
I would say only because if I had taken my action,
oh, sure.
I would have won that
round. You would have ended the game earlier.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
But so then I guess I shouldn't say they won because of it, but I lost because of that interaction, right? Which, again, I don't care. The problem is the double standard of what happened. And then... they just acted really like, man, we really worked for that victory and everything like this. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, call me a whiner, I guess. Like, I'm sure they went home that night and was like, man, Dan was kind of a whiner at the end, right? Well, yeah, you guys kind of said, no, Dan, you can't do that. Meanwhile, we're going to do exactly what we just said you can't do.
Right.
So
I would have called them out. Like, when they asked for that other person, be like, well, does that mean I get my three followers then? Because, if you want that from before, I should be able to get that.
But again, it's almost too late because Dan needed those three followers at a...
No, I needed them in that round that was still happening. Okay. It was a setup for a future. It was fine. But it's not that. It's just that I didn't want to cause more drama, right? Me being depressed, this is a horrible thing that you can look at on my character for. Me being depressed is better than everyone being depressed. That's just how I look at life.
Sure.
And so I will be annoyed for the rest of the night, but I don't want to ruin everyone else's time at the same time.
But I want to say, so I missed that happened.
Right.
I was looking at my stuff, and I missed that Dan didn't think that he could take his followers, because I would have just said,
just take them.
Get your followers.
Yeah, it's literally just, nothing else has happened.
Just like I handed my figure to the other player
right.
when he's like, oh, I missed my thing, mm-hmm. right? Because, and I told Dan, future reference, because I didn't know about what happened until today. I said, look, my house at my table, we're playing for fun. Like, you know, obviously we're playing to win. But at the same time, take your damn followers.
You don't have to have a blood sacrifice.
If I would have seen that, honestly, and I feel like I have demonstrated this behavior in the past, is I would have said, hey, Dan, get your stuff.
And obviously there's...
Right?
I
mean, it just would have been... And I feel bad because as a host, I feel like part of my job is to facilitate everybody's
Tim's
good time.
That Dan lost.
No,
I think the general rule here is...
But Dan's gripe
late because other people have taken their turns and that one would have affected it.
Exactly.
But Dan's gripe is legitimate in both occasions. I wasn't there for the viticulture one. But I
was there.
You were the one hosting.
It was the same people.
I don't like dropping names and everything because that's not the point of it. The point is just because I'm only bringing this up to say if you're out there and you deal with this, or honestly, if you do this, I'm just saying, please work on it. It's not like your personality is going to change because some dude on the internet said this, but like this double standard of no, you can't do X, but I can do X for some weird subjective personal reason.
Well, and I will say maybe you just took it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he was kind of saying it in jest, but
yeah, it could be. Again, I don't know that person very well. It could just be that's how he talks.
Sure.
It just came off as very, because then I will say the thing that kind of backs my story up is then at the very end of the game, after it all happened, Levi turned to me and said, so what happened?
Oh, right.
Right. Because it was very obvious. I was like, that blood sucked, blah, blah. And Levi said, so what happened? And I explained, there was a point where I should have taken my I won a battle and I didn't take my three and then the next round started. And the guy immediately said, yeah, we did that once too. And he said it in this dismissive, like, oh, well, sure.
We forgot
happens.
One time too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I literally was just like, I don't care. Right. It's the point is the double standard, not the fact that it happened or that I didn't win. Again, I don't care about the winning and I don't care about.
I played enough games.
I don't care about.
You.
Guess what? If they had said, no, you can't take my action, that's fine. If they then didn't take their action back,
sure,
that's 100% fine. We're all playing by the same rules. Everything's fine. I don't care.
It's the double standard.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's it for the double standard.
Right. We're not. But I guess that my point is we're not playing like sanctioned tournaments at my house where we need to call a judge over. You know, usually, honestly, if we have not progressed so far, just get your dang pieces.
Yeah, as long
you
as it's like 2 turns later and it was actually changed by everybody else in their turn.
Oh, man, I really need
the
money right now.
Yeah.
So.
I try to be pretty forgiving, especially because, like, you know, so many times we're teaching games and there's new players and you're trying to make sure that they're not missing things. And a lot of times you overlook your own thing, you know, and you're like, oh, wait, I should have grabbed that. And like, well, you know how to play the game. Like, yeah, but I'm helping 4 other people learn the game.
There were a lot of times, because there can be a lot going on, where it's like, hey, I have this, I'm doing this, and I'm not just doing it for me, but I know other people, that's going to trigger for other people too, right? And then it's like, boom, 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 boom. So I really hate, personally, that I missed that interaction because I would have just said...
Would have ruled.
Well, it wouldn't even have been a big deal. It would just been like, hey, Dan, grab your followers. Yeah. I mean, not anything different, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, not like a, no, you're wrong, you know, you're right.
Everyone shut up.
I'm the boss here.
My table, my rules.
Right, but I would just say, like, going forward, anybody that plays a game at my house, if we have not progressed so far, just get your stuff. You make a comment.
Yeah.
Hey, I forgot to do this. And as long, you know, general consensus at the table is going to be, yeah, go ahead and grab it. Because even if, let's say, that person would have been outnumbered 4-1, probably.
Oh, right.
On the, if we were going to vote, they would have been outnumbered 3-2, you know, because I guarantee you that me and you would vote in your favor, and then I'm going to say that one other person would have voted in your favor because we're going to make mistakes.
Right.
Yeah. And then the two people that ended up benefiting from your error, if they would have voted no, but I don't think they would have because you would have seen the temperature of the room.
Right.
And just
again, anyway, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on this dramatic topic. I just wanted to bring up the double standard. Keep an eye out for it and work on it.
And if I've ever done it, have fun. I apologize.
I don't know. Spencer, I don't think you've ever done it.
I try.
I just don't play with you in general. But,
all jokes aside, I really would rather everybody have a really good game experience because we were having a really good game experience.
Again, so that's where I want to transition.
And I didn't realize what was happening until later on, and I just see Dan's face for like the last two rounds of the game.
Yeah, because I was basically out after that happened. The last battle that took place, I literally wasn't even able to do anything because they started the battle. And I literally think I had one action, that last thing. Uh-huh. And then they started the battle, and my guys were in, like, zone 8.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, we're just going to end the game before Dan can even move.
Yes.
Right? Because the zone's the zone. I literally just sat there and wasn't able to do anything for the last two rounds because of that. But it's fine. Again, that's fine.
It's fine.
I wanted to transition that into saying,
yes.
Man, I love that game. It's such a good game.
Dan pulled off an amazing round earlier in that game.
Yeah, so I just wanted to tell you because I know you haven't played the game a whole bunch, but I know you'd understand. I guess you too, right? So I counted because it was just crazy. The max points you win in that game is 31. 31 points is the victory when whoever gets the 31 first wins.
Okay.
In one battle round, not even one like whole cycle, I was only in one battle. Almost the entire game, because of the powers I had chosen, I sanctioned off one area, and I was just getting as many points from that area as I could, you know? And in one battle round, I got 15 points.
Wow. Goodness.
That is one less.
Did you get like points for all the people who died or something?
Yeah. So, no, it's I mean, it's literally hard to explain. So, first of all, I had a god that let me play two cards at once.
Anyway.
So I could play two cards in one battle, which is why I sanctioned off to one zone. I was only ever in one battle, so I could always play two cards and control the battlefield that way, right? But anyway, the main thing was I got the temple points, right? Because I had like a bunch of temples in there, and then I got the winning points, and then I played the card that gave me 1 point for every unit on a sand tile in that region, and all six of my guys that were in that battle were standing on sand. And then the other card I played did something as well that I can't remember. But I just want to point out, I just never seen that. I'm wondering if it's the only way possible to do something like that, because that's half the points of the game in one combat round. I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. I was like, this is lucky.
Well,
I'm going to try to do this.
A lot of things, you were set up very well accidentally.
Right. Had to watch that round, and everyone had to take very specific actions in order for me to be able to take the actions I needed. I literally just watched and I was like, this is still happening. And I will say, slight douchebagger for me as well on total accident is the end of it was me and Caleb fighting, and Caleb and I were in last place. And I'm being totally honest here. I just didn't think ahead enough because I told Caleb, don't destroy me too bad. We're about to merger. Yeah. Right, we're about to merge. And he was like, yeah, you're right. And he took it easy on me. I won and gained 15 points from winning and was no longer merging with Caleb. And Caleb was like, cool, you lied to my face. And I was like, I swear, I didn't even think about the fact that I was about to get, I was just like, oh, we're in last, we're about to merge, let's take it easy on each other. Didn't even think about the end goal of what exactly happened during that combat.
And I will say, like, yeah, I mean, nobody, the thing is, you can look at a battle and, you know, everybody's kind of like, well, if they play this, they're probably going to win, you know, so that's going to be like 3 points. You know what I mean? Like, you can kind of guess.
Sum it up.
You can kind of guess normally. Dan had this weird alignment of the stars that I don't even think he realized until halfway through the conflict.
Right, no. Levi turned to me and said, because he was talking about us merging as well, and he said, I mean, you might as well let Caleb win, Dan. You're not going to get 5 points in this combat. And I said, I might.
And then, so, you know, I think when you had that conversation with Caleb, I don't think it was like you were actively being deceptive.
Again, I would never do that. Like, if you know me, I would never. I'm just an idiot. And I cannot believe I didn't plan ahead enough to understand how many points I was going to get from winning that. Like, obviously, Caleb should have played Plagues of Locust on me. I mean, I still would have shot ahead, but that would have taken 6 points from me or
something. I will also say, though, that, I mean, things go the way they go, man.
Sure.
I mean, you take a chance. One of the things I love about, like, a Game of Thrones, where it's like, don't attack me, I'm not going to attack you.
Right.
And then, everybody's attacking each other. It's like
I still catch crap about that from one of my friends that played with
sure,
us.
Sure, like I get, you know, like I get all worked up in the game, but I love that about that game. So right. I don't have a I honestly, like, I don't think you were actively deceiving him, but even if you were, I don't care because it's strategy, and he is a good player. Yeah. It's not like you're taking advantage.
He's a sharp man. You played Blood Rage against him, right?
Oh, yeah. My God.
He's some, you know, rookie that's never, you know, never played a lot of these games.
You make a mistake, and he will exploit that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And absolutely.
I guess in Game of Thrones it makes slightly more sense because the whole point of the game and lore is backstabbing. To where game, I don't see that as much, But I get it. Caleb, you're probably
talk.
Not watching this far in anyway, but I swear I'm just a moron. I did not think about the fact that we weren't going to be merging. So anyway, hey guys, welcome back after skipping over.
Okay, so we played Ankh.
Yeah, we
five
played
Ankh.
Ankh, it was fantastic.
We talked three new games. Players. It was amazing, awesome experience for everybody but Dan. And actually, Dan enjoyed like three quarters of the game.
Yeah. I would say 7/8. Yeah. it's a great game. Again, I think I like Lords of Elis a little bit more still, but man, especially after playing Ankh again, I'm like, what a just solid amalgamation.
It might be my favorite game of the year, though.
Yeah. I'd have to think about what all came out this year, but it's up there.
Man, it's pretty dang
really
great.
Of the year.
There was a food break in the middle of our Ankh game. So I grabbed a card table, and my father-in-law made me a crokinole board.
Oh, yeah.
So we played like six rounds of crokinole like while we were waiting for everybody to come back with
me.
Food.
Yeah, other
we. Yeah. But played some crokinole, had a really good time.
Nice. I walked in and I saw it and I went, crokinole?
You did.
Like, I was not expecting to see that when we got back.
Yeah.
Geekway usually does like a tournament. For
yeah,
there,
they
right?
do. Yeah. IndyCon does too.
IndyCon.
Yeah. Never played it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
A little dexterity game.
It's a little dexterity game. Yeah. I mean, it's
a little dexterity game that for some reason took the world by storm.
Sure. It's fine. It's good. But what'd you play this week?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, all I played was one, but I got to teach some more people Lost Ruins of Arnak.
Oh, yeah.
Including Spencer and Jeff, our editor.
Yep.
They seemed to enjoy it pretty
much.
No,
it was a fun game.
Yep. I didn't teach very well, I guess, because I won.
Ugh,
so.
Bad
was
teacher.
It handily, though?
20 points?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, it's because I shot up the research track at the very end, though, and that got me a lot of points.
Bad
yeah,
teacher.
You just shot forward on that research
bad
track.
Teacher.
Yeah, just like, whoa, how'd you get that far up there? I'm like, I've been spending all my resources on it this turn.
Yeah.
Bad
so,
teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's
yeah.
I've always said that about Bob.
So.
Me too.
Something.
Well, you know, on Arena.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I played Lost Ruins of Arnak. Mm-hmm. I got to play a little one-player game called the Independence Incident.
Yeah,
it's about an hour and a half, somewhere around there, of you're just solving a little puzzle.
Grand Gamer's Guild.
Not quite. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a review of that one right there, and I'm actually interested, Spencer, because you've played it now. We talked about it in the review, and while we were playing it, we really liked that the puzzles in this one actually felt puzzly, unlike some other games. Like, they were cool what you had to do. And some were, like, legitimately difficult, which you don't run
into.
Yeah,
and I like
how
they also gave you more information on the website than you strictly needed. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, well, I used this one this round. I'm never going to use it again. And actually, it threw me for a loop. I only got 4.5 out of 5 stars because...
embarrassing.
Well, that was my one gripe about it, is it says it was 3 out of 3 difficulty. I'm like, yeah, but the only... reason I got one wrong was I made a very slight mistake on counting. I'm like, that should have been...
Counting's hard.
Yeah, I know. I swear I can count
you're
to 17.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I forgot where I was going with this.
So you got 4.5.
How long did it take?
Played
you?
An hour.
It took me about an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, didn't play it in an hour either.
Oh, no.
So you didn't have any help.
No, I didn't have any help. One of the puzzles kind of threw me for a loop for a bit just because I assumed it was trying to do this one thing and then it was actually doing something else, and I thought that was cool.
I felt like in this one, though, in opposed to some of the other exit, unlock, whatever kind of games, where sometimes it's like a stretch of how they're trying to get you to solve the puzzle or like
right.
whatever. And I felt like Independence Incident was way more direct.
Yes, it was
like
everything, more direct, definitely.
Every once in a while.
That's actually a big thing he complains about too, is the like, oh, well, you could technically solve this in three different ways.
Right. Right. Yeah, this was pretty straightforward. Now, it might take you a minute to figure out like what they're looking for. What are they looking for? Yeah. But I do feel like once you key in on that, it's like, oh, yes, perfect. Like, this makes perfect sense.
It could be, too, that I just like word games, and this one had a lot of word games in it.
Yeah,
so that might be another reason why I liked this one, and I thought it felt difficult, because I like word games, but I'm not great at them, so it was, like, a nice mixture.
Part of the reason it took me an hour and 10 minutes, was because a couple of the puzzles I had actually solved after the first clue, and I was like, no, I'm going to go through and finish this. This thing.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. Show your
like,
work.
Yeah, it was like, which city is it in? I'm like, well, I know the first letter. I know which city it's in.
Right on. Well, I'm glad you liked it, though, right?
No,
you
did. I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
I'm curious to see the other ones.
Yeah, we've got the Kringle Caper we still have to play.
Oh, cool.
So I think our plan with that one, though, is because we played like four-player independent incident.
2v2.
And I think we want to do like just have two people do it. And see how that works, and then we give it to the other two, right? And then you guys do it and see how it works, and then we can kind of compare our experiences seeing it in like a two-player setting. Because I feel like four players was almost too many.
Yeah, that would be a little much.
And I think one player would be fine.
Totally fine. I had no problems.
But sometimes it's fun to kind of have somebody to bounce off of, right?
I can see one or two, yeah, because like... That one where it threw me for a loop. If it was someone not overthinking it, they would have gotten immediately.
Right, right. Been there, right? Yeah. You know, and it's like, no, dummy, it's this. And you're like, oh, yeah.
You mean it's literally,
the actual thing that they're asking for. No, you're good, though, man. That's good. I'm glad you liked it, though.
Yes,
I'm really glad you liked it. We seem to like those kind of games here. It's fine. Man. I do.
I also got to play Oceans.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
God,
Oceans
I love that game.
Is so good.
I think I was soundly crushed, but it was so fun.
Was that your first time?
So no.
Okay. No. I just the way you said that, like, oh, the game was so fun, right? I just thought, but
I haven't played it in a while because I don't own it, and Caleb owns it, and I had to go to his place. And he already had it set
it
up.
It was that thing. I'm a big fan of Oceans. I find it it's funny because I like it more than Evolution.
I like it a lot more than Evolution.
One of the main reasons I like it more than Evolution is I find Evolution, I mean, it's prettier, but I find Evolution a little too mean, which is funny though, because then I find Oceans a bit too passive. There's almost like nothing you can do to the other players. I kind of want there to be something added that's just a slightly more mean thing you can do, because
there are definitely ways.
The depth cards a bit more, because those
that's true.
Those
I haven't seen too many
brutal.
Of the depth cards.
Yeah, the depth cards can be extremely mean, very direct. There's one of them lets you attack someone who cannot be attacked.
Yes.
There's
they all break
all
rules
the leeches. Like
way.
Actually, right. I think I did win that one. It was the next one I got soundly crushed on. I very barely won Oceans. The next game we played was Catan Starfarers.
Oh.
And I had played it before, and I was teaching it, and I came in last place.
Good teacher. Better teacher than Bob.
Yeah, Bob's the worst teacher. You're the best teacher.
Bob waits to tell you how to win until he's already accomplishing it.
To be honest, half the time when I play a game, I forget if I won or lost.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure.
Because I don't really care if I won or lost. I care that we had a good time.
Yep. I'm with you.
And that's what I like.
But wait,
that
how many
we
people were
short.
Able to take actions back like a turn after they missed doing the action?
Let me think.
No, I want to point out. I just want to point out a little bit about that. It's funny because Tim is always like, play to learn and not to win, and I don't care about winning. Every time I've seen Tim play Ankh, he is stone face and like doesn't talk and is like, this. Like it's like he's playing in a chess tournament. Someone cares a lot about Ankh for some reason.
You know what you can't do in a chess tournament? Saying. Take a move back.
I didn't hit the timer.
Let's just say, okay, so games like that, right? Full disclosure, games like that, I absolutely love games like that, and I... like Cthulhu Wars, I will be the same way.
Right.
When playing
area control combat games.
Yeah, I love the strategy of it, and I get so just like okay, and you know, yeah, sure, I am like goo 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 most of the time, but then that one I'm like yes.
And then
yes.
someone pulls Very out like serious. Lords of Hellish or something, and he's like,
yes. accurate. That's funny though that you say that, because now you say that I'm like, yeah, I do kind of do that.
We did have a situation where it was getting late. And someone said, if you don't do that move, we'll end the game a lot sooner.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's table talk, right? So that's on you. That's like, hey, take it easy on me. We're going to be like teamed up in a minute. And then you destroy them.
No, but I mean, but it was 2 a.m. and we were like, yeah, that's true.
Well, I kind of happened to match the other day where like I had a bunch of stuff on the board. I'm beating everybody down. And then somebody board wipes, and an hour later, like, man, this game's taking forever. Well, if you wouldn't have killed all my stuff, you guys would have been dead a long time ago.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, if you would have played your game, I would have won.
Duh.
The only other thing I played was Dead by Daylight. I finally downloaded and have started it.
We have such sights to
they
show
try
you.
To leave, we pull them back in.
And we there was one.
Bob. So we have nicknames for everybody on the
show.
Did you see what yours is?
No, I didn't see you changed it.
Oh, yeah. Your nickname on the channel is Mr. No-Show.
I'll take it.
So, yeah, you were going to say you think the Survivor's more intense than the killer or something?
Well, as I've played it, I've only played the tutorial so far. I've done the Survivor with the bots and the killer as the bots. And as the killer, you know, you're going around killing things, trying to find them. It's not as... Oh my God, is he around the corner? He's around the corner, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, the intensity of being the survivor, knowing you are at the killer's mercy at any moment.
That's why Levi won't play, is because he finds the survivor too intense.
So have him play as a killer.
That's what I told him. I said,
so
try
Pete
as killer.
Sucks at vaulting.
But then he can't play with us.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try the killer one again. I wasn't very good the one time I played it because, I mean, I've never done the killer one before, and he can't run, can he?
No. But but your speed is by default
slightly faster.
And some characters do get faster the longer they're in pursuit.
Right. Well, everyone.
There's
a mechanic where
the
longer you chase someone, you get speed boosts, basically.
For maintaining a chase.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Anyway.
Video game rundown.
Video game rundown. we play Dead by Daylight, and if you play too, we'll play with you.
Please.
Just be a good person, and we'll play with you.
Platform.
Yeah, fully cross platforms.
So, oh, good.
Oh, it's Bob with the magic talk.
Yeah.
Here,
where's
right?
that slow camera? What's
it
like?
All right, are we going into news? What
did you play the news?
Ankh, right?
Oh yeah, Ankh.
Yeah,
oh,
and Ankh and Crokinole. We already did that.
Yep. So. Nope, we're good.
That's right.
Did we talk about Ankh? I don't know if we talked about that.
You're
yet
funny.
No.
So yeah, Dan had this weird experience while we played Ankh. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, if you just click,
we have a soapbox.
The link.
Soapbox back in.
If you want to relive,
the lights.
Go click on the link at the beginning for the time thing.
When right.
Just, yeah, you can relive right. it.
That.
The whole 15
right.
minutes.
We've been reliving it ever since it happened.
Ever since it happened.
And
I wasn't even there. I feel like I was, though.
It's been fine. So news. I got like a little bit of news. Mostly I went light on other stuff because I want to get to the topic.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have one thing in news to elaborate on something I believe we mentioned last episode, maybe the one before. But I have some more information on something.
Okay.
I got one thing. But you go first because it might be the same thing I have.
Sure. Rocketeer.
Oh, no.
I just have more information on the Rocketeer
That's good.
Game.
Sure.
Okay.
So the Rocketeer, Fate of the Future, is a two-player game by Prospero Hall and Funko Games. We've talked about it, that it was announced. We have a little bit more information now. So it's a two-player game. One person plays the heroes, one person plays the villains. So the characters from, I'm going to say, the movie. I don't care that it was anything else. and so on your turn, you have three characters in front of you. I don't know yet if you pick from a slew of characters or if it's just each team has three characters. I don't know yet. But so on your turn, you pick a character to activate their ability. And then you can play cards from your hands that have a matching icon on it. So I activate the Rocketeer, right? And then I can play cards from my hand that have his icon on it that then give me like more actions that turn, right? So that's the main thing. And then you are so the actions you can take are move. There's like a little area control kind of board that's like different locations from the story. Tussle, gain grit. And then the good guys have a fourth action that is raise the rocket token, and the bad guys have a fourth action that is recruit a soldier. So they have a slight asymmetric last action, right? Cool. A round ends when all six characters have been activated, so you go back and forth, activate one character at a time. And then, like I said, it's kind of area control, so you're choosing where to put your, honestly, kind of like Redline, right? Uh-huh. You're choosing where to put your units, and then if units are at the same location,
then
they battle.
Stuff's going
to
go down.
Like that, right? And then the game ends when I'm trying to remember, I didn't write it down, when the Zeppelin gets to
blown up?
LA, is that where it's heading?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's the end of the game. But yeah, it looks interesting. It reminded me, just from the basic profile picture they have of the box with the game setup, it kind of reminded me of Red Rising.
Okay.
Like the look Okay. Of it, right? The colorfulness and the way the cards lay out and stuff. But yeah, so again, Rocketeer, I'm going to say fantastic movie because I haven't seen it since I was a kid and I loved it. So I'm just going to say fantastic movie. I'm sure it holds up.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Assume that. Yeah. Assume that.
No, it's still good. Yeah, Jeff says still good. yeah, so this game, it's interesting. The fact that it's only two players, that backs me off a little bit. I don't play a lot of two-player only games. Yeah, if that interests you, check it out.
So what I think is interesting is like Prospero Hall / Funko, whatever. I think they have this deal with maybe Warner Brothers.
Oh, or, and they just keep getting their properties?
Well, so they get all these IPs, and then they've got a stable of game designers. Mm-hmm. And they're like, so Spencer, tell me what your
ideal
Ghostbusters game is going to be. You know, and then, or now Bob, you tell me what your Ghostbusters game is going to be. And then it's like,
you two work together, fight to the death.
No, yeah. we like this idea better, and now you're going to do this. So, because I heard an interview with a guy who works for Funko or Prospero Hall that's a designer. And yeah, so he was making pitches on like the Gargoyles game or the Gremlins game and stuff. So it's kind of interesting. I think this is like that Gen X hipster thing in me, where sometimes it's like, ugh, they're just cranking out like these IP. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like that there's decent quality.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Horrified.
Ones, yeah.
You know, the Jaws game is actually pretty
good. I've heard that's pretty good.
So I'm a bit of a cynic, but did they do,
I genuinely don't know. It's just because it has a similar look to the Jaws game. Did they do that Shining one that came out? Yeah, it has a similar look, so that makes
one
sense.
One of the Shining games for sure.
The one with Bob the carpet Ross. On the box.
Yes, yeah. That one, yes.
We've got a Bob Ross game.
Yeah.
Is that Funko, though?
No, I don't know if it's Funko.
I don't know if that's Prospero
Hall. But you're talking about walking around. You can take any IP and make it into a great game.
Oh,
right?
Maybe. Yeah. Keeping it sexy.
Okay. I didn't say every idea was going to be a great game.
Fair enough. Okay, so sorry. So that's your news?
Yeah, Rocketeer. Check it out.
Yep.
The president of Broken Token, Greg Spence, stepped down.
Yeah. More info, yeah.
Stepped down. They have... Pardon me for not knowing her name. They have appointed female that is coming in and taking over. They have downsized the company from like 30 people to 10.
But he's not gone.
But he's not gone. So I have mixed feelings.
Me too.
It's good that he's out as the figurehead, but he is still the owner. So he's still making money off of things.
And he apparently has some kind of behind-the-scenes influence still.
Well, sure, because
like
he's
as
the
a consultant
owner
or
of,
something.
Right. He's the owner. I have mixed feelings. I will just, everybody make your own decisions. I also feel like that 2 weeks after everything happened is kind of too slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Personally, I'm not a social justice warrior or anything like that, but I do feel like sometimes.
I'm not going to pretend to know if Broken Token is like a public entity or something.
I don't think so.
I doubt it being that small.
No.
So he voluntarily stepped down. He wasn't forced down. I'm not certain they could have done that.
Well, they could have forced him down by just, I mean.
Everybody quit.
They lost so many contracts.
Oh, my gosh, so many.
So much business. And it's going to take them a long time to recover, even with him stepping down.
If they ever do recover.
If they ever do, assuming that they do.
It makes me miss Daedalus even more.
It opens the gateway for other companies to come in and fill the void.
And I feel bad.
I think Game Trays might be right.
I feel
there.
Bad for the 20 employees that had nothing to do with this.
Oh,
that
yeah.
lost their jobs. It's terrible. It's terrible that happens because those people got to work in an industry that they're probably very passionate
and
about.
Even if you
read, because it doesn't pay very much, I'm sure.
And even if you read the letter, the open letter that made all of this go down, she's saying about how much she loves what the company does and the people that she works with a notable exception.
Yes. So it's really unfortunate. I just wish there was an easy outcome, right?
Real life is not always easy.
No, it is not.
I would use the word never.
That's probably accurate.
Once in a while.
But in less depressing, gross news, Renegade Games has announced not only their Power Rangers role-playing game, they have announced their Transformers role-playing game and their G.I. Joe role-playing game, which are all going to be based on the same dice
mechanic.
System.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
And I believe it is the Fate mechanic. I have not played with
the Fate dice?
I think so.
Interesting, because that's the same mechanic that used that Untold Stories Adventures Await game. It's the Fate dice.
Is there a, like a no-fail thing in that?
Yeah, there wasn't any way of failing in that game. But it might be different.
So that's the critique on the Fate Dice, and I think that's the system they're using.
But it's
so
not Fate, the role-playing system.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not
sure.
You're
evidently the expert, Spencer.
I'm not sure. Yeah, apparently you're the expert. But anyways, for fans of these IPs, that could be really awesome.
I can see
really
how role-playing Transformers would be interesting, because you get to design your vehicle and your guy.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But hopefully.
Right, I guess
if
I would
your
hope
vehicle.
So.
Well, I just hope there's a mechanic where that if you're a Transformer and you're trying to be sneaky, you don't actually transform. You just try to tiptoe around a yard
and a tree.
Hopefully not knock over a birdbath when you could just turn into a car and park on the street. That's what I'm hoping for.
We have the perfect hiding mechanic. I don't remember what it is. But
barely an inconvenience.
Plain sight. You gotta hide in plain sight.
Right.
So just stand there.
Yeah.
Don't move.
I could be a car, or they could think I'm a fancy yard decoration.
Yeah, that's right.
Flames.
Modern art.
On the side of my face. I get so angry over that, and I don't even care about that IP.
I mean, I guess on the opposite argument,
should
it would be
box back in?
It's late at night in that scene. It's like really dark out, and they'd be very loud.
What's wrong?
The hell
but
was
they,
that?
They transformed into full
the
versions. There are two-story robots walking around the yard.
Trying to play
just
devil's
as quiet.
Advocate.
Yeah,
and
it's whatever.
That's got to be leaving some
you go to hell.
Effect, that's got
to
leave some footprints on grass, too.
Right?
Any more news?
I hate those movies
got one
so
more.
Much.
Right, little piece of news. I didn't look up a huge amount into it because I didn't know if you were going to go into this at all. You've all seen Queen's Gambit?
Is it
Fate
mechanic?
No, it's not.
It's the game. They made a big board game about chess, but it doesn't
say
involve
it's
any chess.
Is it the Fate Dice system?
You made a board game based on Queen's Gambit. It's called chess.
Okay, please continue.
This is a new game. So it's a board game where you're trying to get like chess positions, and
somebody's
if you
king.
Collect the most chess positions, you win.
Okay.
They wanted to come up with a game that would appeal to hardcore chess players. They're not certain if it will, but they're trying.
Sure.
And that people who want to play chess but really don't want to get into a world where everyone's an expert
right.
can kind of dip their foot in. So, we'll see.
All right.
Okay.
Queen's Gambit.
I can see a really interesting roll and write game. Based on chess, where you're having to fill in the positions your pieces are moving.
Did you do that?
Oh, well, there you go.
You gotta stop coming up with all these like games that are a game
already
that,
there.
That are already
when
there.
When you said Queen's Gambit, I was thinking of the old
Star Wars
game. That's my first thought.
Oh no! Yeah. So when I saw an announcement on a news page that said Queen's Gambit game coming, and I was like, "What?" I was like, "This is huge!" And I scrolled, and it was a picture of the chick from Queen's Gambit. And I was like,
Queen's Gambit is the name of an opening chess move. Come on.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
And a very popular show on Netflix that I did not watch.
I would actually like to watch it. I haven't seen it yet. Only haven't watched it because I almost never watch like new things anymore. I just turn on Star Trek and ignore it.
Oh, so I didn't watch it because everybody's like, "Oh, this is so good," and I'm like, "Well, whatever, I'll watch it later."
Like, right.
And I'm sure
so
I'm going to watch it and be
like,
"Garnet. Guys, have you seen this show? It's amazing." Has anybody heard of this?
What, Tiger King? And I never.
I did watch.
So funny.
When's that board game coming out?
I did watch Tiger King.
Dinosaur Island, kind of. Tiger King. There we go. Oh, let's make it.
I feel like my life is on a higher plane.
So here's
show.
A side note. My daughter, unfortunately, she fell and broke her elbow.
Oh, yeah.
And the first thing I said to my wife when it happened was, "I'm never going to financially recover from this." Which
so
is
good.
Directly from Tiger King.
I know that much. I don't live in a hole.
And I was like, "But seriously, is she okay?"
Yeah. Secondarily, is she okay?
She's fine.
Handled it pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. She was actually more excited
about
having the cast and going to school and showing like, all of her friends.
Of her, it's like right after she got the
she's
cast.
Like,
got a huge
she's like,
grin on.
Yeah.
I got a cast.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She's fine.
That's cool.
Kids. Okay.
Bit of rubber.
So is that early? Oh, yeah. Let's get a cough on.
We have...
More news.
Not Kickstarters, but crowdfunding.
That's what. Yeah, that's what they said.
You know, that's a good idea, Spencer.
Spencer.
Next up, crowdfunding.
It's on it.
Well, are you going to talk about Empire Plateau? So maybe don't. Maybe
when you guys were talking about the chess game, I was like, "Oh, is that the Empire Plateau game?"
I don't know what that is. Okay, go on.
Tim doesn't know what that is.
Wow.
We spent two weeks talking about it, Tim.
I hope he brought it today, then. So I actually really don't have anything. Redline Siege is still on.
Yes.
So we covered Redline Siege. I'll snap to it right there. We got an interview with the designer. And
Dice Adventures is still happening. Yep. There is a serial killers card game that is happening.
Oh, yeah, Killers. Yep.
I saw one that seemed pretty interesting.
Okay.
It's on GameFound. Mm. Okay, not on Kickstarter.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mythic Mischief. Yes.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I did
so,
see that.
I was hoping you would talk. Yeah, somebody would talk about
this. So 1 to 4 players are vying for control for the Zghoul Library. S apostrophe Ghoul. So
school.
School.
Welcome to school.
Yeah, whatever.
School.
So your different groups are trying to plant traps and outwit your enemy to gain control of the library areas. And there's all different types of factions, right? So vampires, trolls, Frankenstein's monsters, witches, ghosts, zombies, wizards. And if you back it, they're working with the community to come up with 3 more so you can kind of get your input in the game to try to come up with the other 3 factions.
Dan hates that.
You guys should say that there should be a Dan monster.
Yeah, he is a monster.
Yeah. People who really don't like play Ankh.
I'll tell
there
you
is no takes back.
I'm gonna pretend like you're in the red, and I'm gonna forget you.
Yeah, right. But no, looks interesting. It says it plays in 45 to 90 minutes, and there's still 19 days left. So by the time this comes out, there's still 2 full weeks left to pledge, and I'm sure the pledge manager will open up.
The
like,
production of this looks really good.
Yeah, the minis look super cute.
Yeah, yeah. I like the art.
Yeah,
I think
looks good.
Totally forgot to bring this today because I've heard good things. I've seen some stuff and. Heard good stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't bring it up like a week or two ago, did you?
Then
I
just, let's just say yes.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that? Yeah.
And then there's just like a superimposed cutout of Dan talking.
No, it's going to cut to a video I record later today
on
a different YouTube
about it.
Channel. Yeah. Be like, hey, welcome to June of 21. Yeah.
He's got an old newspaper.
Yeah. Which proves that it's today.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but it's clearly today.
Yeah, who reads newspapers?
Awesome. Oh, it's an entertainment weekly.
If I had that week. The time and effort to do that joke, I would totally.
That's why we have this show, because we're too lazy to do anything more fancy.
That's right. That's right. All right, Spencer, you got a crowdfunder?
Yeah, I got one.
Go for it.
I know other people saw it, Bunny Brawl.
Yep.
By Calm Storm Games. I think this is their first one. It's already safe, so go ahead and back it. I think it's like
I love that we use Dan's terminology.
Safe.
Safe.
It's safe.
Yeah, that mythic one is safe all of us. As well. Just to throw that
it's a 2 to 4 player card game where your whole purpose is to make a kill squad of pun based little rabbit
punny
fighters. So I just want to bring up some of them: Harry Hopper,
whoa,
Rabbit Hood, Mary Hoppins, and my absolute favorite, Attila the Bun.
That's a good one.
So it's like you're going to play bunny holes, and the bunny holes let you bring out the people, but your opponent is playing other cards that will make you flip them, which is kind of, I think, them being defeated. And the idea is you get all 4 of them out. The first one to get all 4 out and not flipped wins.
Right on.
So it looks like it's good for kids. I think it says 10 and up, but
sure.
I think it would probably go younger than that. $28 right now if you go right now and back it because it's early bird.
Well, after this video, let's calm down.
$35 for the base. But if you don't want your kids to play it, drop the $49 and get the not safe for work version.
NSFW.
Plus, like some of the stretch goals which they haven't yet opened are like even more not safe for work and even more not safe for work.
Nice.
So that'd be interesting to play. You have to October 1st.
Pun and done.
Right on. Any other crowdfunding?
I kind of want a game that's not safe for work, but it's just a game where you're just insulting your boss. Stuff like that.
And that's
like
why it's not safe for work.
You're just doing stuff that will get you fired. So, like, this game's not
what
safe
if it's
for
just
work.
A game of a bunch of OSHA violations?
That's even better.
You're welcome.
I want a game called NSFW where you're trying to do the most OSHA
violations. Hey, hard hat after that.
Oh my God.
You cross that line.
No, seriously, we need to do this.
Trip hazards aren't marked, clearly.
Yeah. Team Worker plays a game. I'm going to take away the wet floor sign.
Ooh.
Risky.
So risky.
I love it.
Person operating the forklift is not registered license to operate that forklift.
I love it.
No side shields.
Well done. Well done. All right, guys. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, guys. I was perusing the Facebook, and I see one of these one of these things targeted at people like me.
Uh-oh.
The website.
Feeling attacked.
Website, gamesradar.com.
Okay.
Board games you'll never get off your table. This is a list that some site has compiled, and they're going to tell us like the best board games ever.
Okay.
Are you ready? Yeah. Like this is the meme where you like pop your neck. All caps lock. Right?
I actually looked at one of these like yesterday.
Interesting. So we have a top 30 from a while ago of each of our 30 favorite games, which is slightly out of date now. But, so you're saying that every game on this list should be on all four of our lists.
Oh, 100%. And okay. if they're not on your list, you're completely
That's
wrong.
That's actually
and
interesting because
person.
I believe on our top 30, there was only like one game that was
that
on
we all agree
four.
On.
Can we make a guess?
Okay, sure. So, Bobby, try not to peek.
We should point out really quick that this is completely objective.
There's no such thing as objective in board games.
Completely objective, fact, 100%.
Right. If you do not agree with this list, you're wrong.
Right.
Okay. What do you think they said? So they got like all these games listed.
Sure.
And they are like, this is the best this. Okay?
Sure.
So the best board game overall.
Ever.
Oh, geez. We're just starting at the top.
Going in the way that they I wrote them down. Okay. This is how this is how mad I got reading the list.
he wrote it down.
Honestly, I was like,
my
honey,
initial guess.
Bring me my pen.
My initial guess, like my first like, gut reaction for best game of all time on a site like this is Pandemic.
Any other guesses?
I was gonna guess Settlers of Catan because it's so
iconic.
Iconic.
Spencer,
I was
also
gonna go for Settlers of Catan just because it's it's like one tiny step above.
It's gonna be like
risk.
Friggin' like Dominoes or something.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because it's the Catan of the modern era.
And
right?
they're very
and that's why.
They're very cheeky about like, oh, maybe it's too close to home. Like in their thing,
you've
you know,
never
blah blah
heard
blah.
Of Pandemic.
Anyways, Pandemic is fine, overrated.
Yeah, it's play Defenders.
There
it's
are
better.
Other versions of Pandemic as well that are just far superior.
That are also way better.
And there are also like the Dead Men Tell No Tales, which does a similar thing, or Flashpoint Fire Rescue.
All right, so one for
thing.
One, they're wrong. Next.
Yeah. Okay, now this one didn't. This is a game I like,
okay.
but I don't think it
hold
fits
on, hold
the
on,
category.
Really quick, I'm going to interrupt you. Sorry if this makes this takes
no,
slightly
go
longer.
No, go for it. Go.
We should list what our favorite game of what we think the best game of all time is.
So, okay, let me just say real quick. Let me just say best board game of all time. So I would say with the, like, not just your favorite, right? But, like, what is going to be, like, the best thing that you could get to the table that will be sort of universal? Since Dan is going to make everybody answer. I will tell you for sure it is not Pandemic. I would almost say it would be like a Quacks or a,
that would be a good one.
Something that is
that's accessible.
That's accessible. You can, you can
be Nemesis
Tavern. Something you can play. You could still play a little bit competitively. Because I also would not say a
like just one.
That's
like
too easy.
Two
party, that's too easy.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna say just the overall best board game. I mean, Gloomhaven is too inaccessible. Like, it's great, right, for what it is and what it does, but it's too inaccessible. Pandemic is just whatever.
Too many things do it better.
Too many things do it better. That's a great way to say it. So I'll just say best board game overall. I'll just say Quacks because that was, like, an easy one that comes to mind. I know you don't love Quacks, but Quacks is very accessible.
Well, the whole point is it's subjective. I don't care.
Sure.
I was kidding about the objective thing earlier. That was a joke.
Hey, put the soapbox back. Yeah. We don't need it.
We don't need it.
Person behind the scenes slowly pulling it away.
But yeah, I'll just say like Quacks.
Okay. Right. I mean, making it a what's best for everyone and not best for you is definitely makes this more complicated.
Or like a Lords of Vegas, right? Like it is a game I could get played with anybody.
Sure. Well, I would say like Karuba because that's something super light. It's super fast. I can play it with just about anybody.
Sure.
But it's not very deep as far as strategy.
King of Tokyo.
Okay.
The game sucks.
I think King of Tokyo is really high up there with power-up expansion. I think that's really high up
there.
I think anyone will play. The amount of times I've brought King of Tokyo to a not-gamer group. And they just played it and loved it.
Yeah,
that or Sheriff are probably.
Oh, Sheriff's great too. Yeah,
I mean, I'm going through the ones that I've played recently that I thought were really good, and they almost all get eliminated when you bring in the accessibility. Uh-huh. So I'm actually going to go with Oceans.
There you go.
I don't think Oceans is not
accessible. I think
overly complicated.
Depends on how they build their stuff, right? Just have them build it simply,
but
and the game is
it's
very
a solid
accessible.
Game. Someone who's relatively young can play it. Families can play it, and you can definitely get competitive.
Yep. Right, and it has the beauty factor.
There you go.
For sure.
Yeah. Approachability. Okay.
Best
board game for adults.
Like adult
and
adults
this,
or like us adults.
You best mean board like game a OSHA violation kind of stuff.
Just gonna say best board game for adults. Jeez. This took a weird turn that
Joking
I did
hazard.
Not expect.
It's not a bad guess. It's more party game-ish.
I don't care. I'm going for Joking Hazard.
They said Pandemic for best game overall, so best game for adults has got to be Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity is what they're going
to
say.
Probably the right one, what they said. But, like, yeah, that's probably right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said it takes a weird turn, so it can't be Cards Against Humanity.
I was going to say something like what's the one? Code Names. Like, the After Dark. right? Because that's a lot of fun.
You guys
exploding,
are so
exploding kittens.
Way you guys
off.
Are so way off.
Oh great!
Betrayal at the House on the Hill.
What?
Okay, I see. They don't mean like adults. They mean like grown-ups.
Apparently,
even that though, I think Betrayal is a total family weight game, like 100%.
Yeah, his 8-year-old loves that.
she's an adult though. Did you see her with that cast?
Betrayal's fun. I like Betrayal. That is not
okay
what
game, yeah,
that is not what I would say is the best game for adults.
That makes zero
I mean,
sense.
Heck, Descent was pretty freaking awesome.
Did they list any criteria on how they came up with that?
Because no. There's some
they walked down the
word.
Aisle of a big box store
like,
and was
that
like,
game was something, yes. That game something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Next.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't even That's know how to vague. Answer that one.
Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. All right.
For
best
people?
Two-player game.
Ooh.
Oh, I know what this is already.
Chess.
Do you?
Jaipur, because it's been like themed and marketed as the best two-player game ever.
I would actually
and Sarah
guess
actually looked up it. Best two-player games to get for us. And
yeah, but is it off that list, though?
It wasn't off this list specifically, but other lists
he's guessing,
has
he's
been.
He's guessing based on other lists he's seen.
I would guess Seven Wonders Duel. That would be my guess,
sure.
I
like
think.
Exclusively a two-player game or a game that can be played with two players?
Two-player game.
Just says two-player game.
So both would fit the category. Depends both. On whoever wrote the article.
Yes. Oh.
I mean, my vote for that's easy.
And I specifically did not tell the guys I was using this list because I wanted to just get like the honest
what?
Reactions.
Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of fun to like let you guys
sure.
try to figure out
I'm
what you think it's
going to be. I'm
going
to abstain from this one. Like I can't
okay.
come up
okay.
with it.
The guy who plays the most two-player games is going to abstain.
Right, because there's so many.
Celtic not nice.
So I would have said,
Duel.
If I was guessing, I would have said like Seven Wonders Duel or maybe even Patchwork. I really like
sure,
Patchwork.
Sure, that
right?
one took off.
Okay, right?
They're going to get it right. It's going to be Rebellion, and they're going to be correct.
Rebellion is the best.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Game.
It would be correct.
So that's our answer.
Yeah.
but they say Villainous.
Are you kidding
villainous?
Me?
And so I'm like, obviously the answer is not only a two-player game.
Two-player game is Villainous.
I can see why you now have said they just went to a big box store because Seven Wonders Duel wouldn't be there and
correct.
Villainous would.
Yeah.
Villainous plays well at two players, but saying it's the best two-player game is ridiculous.
Garbage.
Again, the point of Villainous, the negative we have on Villainous is that it overstays its welcome.
Yes.
And that doesn't happen at all in a two-player game.
Right.
Also, the whole picking and choosing and picking on each other doesn't happen. It's just a dueling game. So it actually plays really well at two. But I wouldn't be in a top 10 on a best two-player games
yeah, no.
list. So
okay,
nope,
the best
nope.
game to play with two players, I think, is how they should have played it or have worded it.
Yeah,
now,
even with that though,
this one might be the most on the nose.
Okay,
best RPG board game:
Gloomhaven, The Jaws of the Lion.
Yeah, that'd be my guess.
Yeah, when was this made? Recently enough.
This list was made in 2021.
That's okay. my guess.
I actually went and checked.
It's at a big box store.
The second I saw Pandemic as like their number one overall, I'm like, "What is this list from 2014? Like,
this is such a weird category. RPG board game.
Best role-playing game.
I'm sure I'll go with them and say Jaws of the Lion. It's the hotness, and it's at big box stores.
Yeah,
so. You're so close. It's just Gloomhaven.
Okay. Not at big box stores.
Not at big box
stores. So that means they've just...
You can see it at Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble's got Gloomhaven.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But I wasn't the big box store I was thinking of. I was thinking of like Target.
At the moment, I got to go. My personal one is still going to be Descent.
I was
going to
say,
I want to play that again right now.
Oh, Descent.
Mine is probably
if you had
the
brought
Descent,
that with us, with you.
Mine would either, before third edition, mine would have been second edition or Imperial Assault.
Assault
yeah.
They're the same,
yeah,
so when they're the same game, and they both have a role-playing game aspect.
So when are we playing it again?
Sure. Let's just stop this
sure.
garbage.
And cut.
Yes.
So the topic today was let's set up Descent. Yeah.
And talk about how this list is garbage while we're setting up to play Descent. Okay. Best strategy game.
Chess.
Okay. So by strategy, yeah, they're probably going abstract strategy. And best abstract strategy at a big box store. It's not going to be chess. It's not going to be chess.
I would say don't overthink it because this one they actually picked a good game.
Okay, I'm not going to say chess, though. I'm going to say, man, I don't know best strategy game.
You're going to kick
Stratego.
Yourself. You're going to kick yourself.
It's Stratego.
I'm going to say don't overthink it.
Yeah,
they
but
actually picked a good strategy
but
game.
But I'm not going to say chess. So I'm just going to say, I hate abstract strategy games. I'm just going to say Azul.
You apply the moniker abstract strategy.
Oh,
yeah,
you're
I don't
right.
think it's abstract.
You're right.
Just so you know.
Sure. I just figured that's what a list like this would do, but I'm okay being wrong in that. That's just going to be my assumption, and I'll say an abstraction.
Any other guesses?
No.
What's that Checkers. That Egyptian one that's not Ankh that we played recently?
Valley of the Kings?
Is that one?
What?
We I haven't played that.
Yeah, I haven't
no,
played
No. There was another Egyptian one we played a few months back. Wasn't Ankh. I can't think of the name, but that's my vote.
Okay,
if,
cool.
If it's what they say,
that's
I'll know.
Not it, because he'll know that you're right.
Yeah, no, it's Root.
Root. That makes sense.
All right.
Root is a legit good strategy game, right?
Okay. I'm okay with that one.
Yeah. No, don't hate it.
I wouldn't list it as like best, but it's up there.
Now, best party game. Now, they're not. This game.
The answer is just one.
It is.
The answer is just one, and it's not.
Right. But for them, party game. Again, I mean, I'm going to like the
Twister.
No, it's not that bad.
No, they picked a good game. It's just not just one, which is the answer.
I think I've seen the werewolf in
that's oh, sure. not a bad bad things, guess, yeah. But also I'm thinking like the one we just named, Cards Against Humanity.
Right, yeah, that could fall into party for them.
I still like Joking Hazard.
They picked Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Weird.
That's a party
you know
game?
Why?
I
can even tell
can
you which big box store they walked through now.
So Blockbuster's a really good game. Here's full disclosure, I am a movie nerd.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hated Blockbuster that was the last place I would go to rent videos from. I do not understand the nostalgia for Blockbuster.
I didn't go there.
I did not like Blockbuster at all. I get some people did, right?
I went there all the time too, but I was a little kid. So sure. I went anywhere.
I mean, there was other video stores I liked better. Okay. Anyways,
where I grew up, there wasn't a whole lot of other options.
We had like Hollywood Video. I liked Hollywood Video a lot. Okay. Right?
Yeah, Hollywood Video.
Right? Family Video.
Yeah.
There's some good ones. And then like local ones. Whatever.
Not in P-Town, though.
Okay. But yeah, no, probably not.
So it's really quick.
Blockbuster is not the best party game.
Right. I was going to say, so not even best movie trivia party game.
No.
It's again, I actually like the game. I'm not trying to make this come off
no,
as just a terrible
game. I really like Blockbuster.
It's fairly priced. It's got a nice little mixture
of... It's got a fun presentation.
Yeah, a nice little mixture of like the charades and one-word clues. And
it mitigates you not knowing what the movie is.
Right.
Correct.
But like
that
there's
a problem.
So many other games that do that exact
no,
same thing.
Total
better,
Recall. Did you play that?
Gestures was a ton of fun.
Yeah. Total Recall. That Total Recall game. Did you not play that?
Yeah,
that one's really good.
It's Title Recall, and the game is called something else.
Yeah.
It's called something.
Yeah, it's like the subtitle. Yeah. It's fantastic though. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
Time's up.
A lot of better ones. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Best co-op. They're wrong,
and they're not going to say Pandemic after saying best game.
I was going to say what?
Right.
Or Gloomhaven.
They're wrong. They picked a good one, but they're wrong.
Best co-op
again.
Game.
Big box store, and they're not saying Pandemic, so I'm going to say Horrified.
Oh, I didn't know it was co-op.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You didn't?
That's not a bad... I haven't played it.
Horrified?
Oh, you know Horrified. I thought you said like you didn't know the category was co-op. I'm like, what?
Horrified's really good.
Okay.
Horrified's good.
Yeah, I don't even have a guess for that.
It's fun. No?
I mean, they mentioned all the ones I thought that they would have
sure.
done.
Sure, yeah.
I enjoyed
no.
Aeon's End.
Dan, it's Horrified.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
Again, I think it's because it's the most recent co-op that they saw
that
wasn't named Pandemic.
That they haven't mentioned yet.
All right, best family game.
Villainous.
Oh, they already mentioned that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but they already mentioned it.
Yeah, but
they're
that
not
going
to do that.
I know.
It's, yeah, because they would have just said Pandemic on best if it's the best game overall. Best, what was it again?
Best family game. Don't overthink
it. Best family game.
Cards Against Humanity.
No. I can't even think of anything right now.
Kerplunk.
Ticket to Ride.
Oh, duh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What's
okay.
you say? They hadn't even
sense.
Mentioned Ticket to Ride yet, so
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Right.
Gotta go for the
right.
standards.
Okay, best for kids. Best game for kids overall. They specify overall. So I feel like I needed to include it. Best game for kids overall.
You know, when I was watching kids, like in babysitting and whatnot, my favorite game to play with them was Graveyard. Everybody lay down.
Oh
still
my!
Still and quiet as you can.
Until you
can do it for the longest, wins. That was the best game.
We're talking
that's
about board games.
Board games.
But I do like that.
Semi-cheat, Tim, but I assume this isn't a game that's like Monopoly Junior
correct.
Or something. Okay.
I don't think there's any mass market games on this
yeah,
list.
Yeah, okay, good. That's what I was wondering.
So yeah, like no Stratego, no la 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 la.
So
yeah.
Game for kids, I had one. Again, I'm just going to go with the big box store. Marvel United is in big box stores. It's new, it's popular. I'm just going to guess that.
For kids, okay.
Yeah, I think
overall.
That game
well, not Marvel,
is marketed
oh, that's
that.
The one. I was thinking Marvel Champions.
But
no.
I'm pretty
no.
certain I was in Target the other day and I saw that one where you're sheep and you're trying to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Sheep time.
Yeah.
I did see that in the big box store.
I think that's too new. I mean, this list would have had to have just been made.
This list is pretty new.
All
right, it's King of Tokyo.
Okay, no, that was obvious.
That's. I mean, didn't you already mention King of Tokyo? No, I talked about it.
Oh, you talked about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great game.
It's a great game. Yeah, I don't think of it as a kid's game.
I don't either. And it wouldn't have been my go-to, like, best for kids overall.
I mean, I also don't think of Marvel Unite as a kid's game. I just think that they might play it. Say it that
way. Okay, you guys
will... I want, in their defense, when I brought King of Tokyo over with the expansion, and I had a bunch of little kids, they could not stop playing that game.
Right, but, oh, great. But I wouldn't be able to stop playing the game either.
But you're not a kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. I see.
Hence the point.
Okay. You have found the end goal of my argument.
This should be the easiest one.
Okay.
Best classic game.
So, Catan.
Still not mass market.
It's Catan or Carcassonne.
Still not mass market. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Catan.
Carcassonne, and I'm going to go with Catan.
Yep.
It's Catan. Yeah. Okay. Not a lot. That's
what
fine.
Do we think would be the best classic game?
I think Catan's fine. I would say Catan.
I like Carcassonne more than Catan, so I would probably say Carcassonne.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
They're both pretty good.
Best card game. Best card game.
Oh, please say poker. Please say Texas Hold'em.
Like Magic
it's not
the Gathering.
Texas Hold'em.
I know.
So it's not Mass Market, so it's not like Uno.
Right.
So probably not Magic the Gathering.
It is a game that someone has already mentioned while we were talking about
it. So it's Marvel Champions.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity.
No way.
Oh, gosh.
Best card game? No. Yeah. I'm going to go with Marvel Champions. It's new. It's popular. It's in. Nope. No, wait. It's not in big stores, is it?
Nope.
Never mind.
Hard game that we've already mentioned? Now I have to think about what we mentioned.
Nah, overthinking it.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
I'm out, I guess.
I'll give you one other clue. I've never played this game.
Not Munchkin.
Never played the game.
Jaipur.
Oh, no kidding.
I've never played it.
Really?
Okay,
they say that's the best card game.
It's a great game. Okay. I was honestly, I don't like two-player only games. When we played it, I was actually like, wow, that was a great game.
That's really good.
So,
yeah. Okay. But yeah, you mentioned Jaipur earlier, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, wait, did they somebody mentioned
maybe
that?
Not. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I was like, or was that Istanbul? Like,
I would
or was
never
that Constantinople? I don't remember.
I would never have thought of Jaipur.
I don't know. The Turks
there's
like
the
phone.
there's so many tokens and stuff in that game too that my brain wouldn't have even gone there for card game, but it clearly is.
Yeah.
But there's also 20 other card games I would
there's
go
so
to
many other
before
games.
Calling it a card game. Yeah.
Yeah. How about best trivia game?
Well, Trivial Pursuit, but I'm going to guess
never. I'd never even heard of this one.
Well, okay, there goes my answer, because I was going to say Half-Truths.
Why isn't otherwise?
So instead of everybody just...
Wits and Wagers.
He's obviously heard of that one.
Yeah, I'd never heard of this one.
Okay.
Articulate.
Nope, never heard of it.
Nope.
But it's the best one.
It's the best trivia game.
It's the best because we've never heard of it. No, my vote for that one would probably be Wise or Otherwise, because it's just so fun.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
I do like Half-Truths a lot.
Half-Truths is great.
Half-Truths was good. Yeah.
But also, though, I know I'm boring. I love normal Trivial Pursuit. I love it.
Yeah. No, it's not boring.
If you could just take out one category that I totally suck at, then it'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. Best social deduction game. This should be easy.
Werewolf.
Which one?
The Ultimate Werewolf.
Oh, Miller's Hollow.
That's my preferred version.
No, I think they would do a one night. So one night Ultimate Werewolf.
Yeah, that's correct. That's my voice.
Correct. Yeah. One Night Ultimate Werewolf. Okay. Best mystery board game.
Clue.
Mysterium. Please be Mysterium because it's literally in the name.
Now, this one you could have said like Betrayal at House on the Hill for me.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I would have said that.
Clue.
It's not Mass Market.
Oh, you're right. It's not Mass Market.
Mystery.
Scooby-Doo.
Have I seen there is Betrayal at Scooby-Doo or
Whitehall? Letters from Whitehall?
One of those would be a good one. I've never played any of them.
Letters from Whitechapel?
Yeah, Whitechapel.
Well, there's Whitehall.
Oh, that's a good one. They ain't going to be at the store.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen them.
I don't know.
Mysterium.
Yes!
You got it, dude! Not a mystery game.
Everyone.
Not a mystery game in any way. But,
Did I tell you guys I write for Games Radar sometimes?
Well, you're wrong.
Have they actually played these games?
Video game website.
Uh-huh.
Not more than like 7 years ago.
Oh.
They should have stayed in their lane.
Exactly.
This is honestly
I would take these with a grain of salt.
I'll also say, I kind of see that as a good thing. They're branching out to this hobby, and these people might legitimately be brand new to the hobby and not sure what they're talking about.
Clearly.
And learning.
Right? So if you missed it. So reach out to us.
So if you missed it, Jeff told us that this used to be a video game only website.
Yeah. He purposely stood right next to the camera. It should have.
Picked him up.
Okay, so best board game based on a movie.
Jaws.
Alien.
Yeah, it could be.
Or what was that?
It's gonna be a Star Wars game, right?
Oh, could be.
It's gotta be because it's so popular.
I mean,
so
Rebellion is again the right answer. Right. But
Rebellion is the right answer.
I'm gonna go for the guts. I'm gonna say they said Star Wars Rebellion.
No, it's not that. It's gotta be like Jaws.
They did not say Star Wars Rebellion. Or Friday, spoiler alert. There's no Friday the 13th board
What's
game.
What's that one?
Last Friday, which is IP adjacent. It's adjacent.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still going with it's a Star Wars game. They could have picked any. Outer Rim.
Star Wars game X.
Right.
Whatever one it is.
Jaws.
Ah.
Good.
Yeah, I haven't played it. I don't know anything about it.
I just know it's probably in a big box.
And it is well-liked, and it is in big box.
Yeah, no, it's a good game. Yeah. All right. Best dice-based game.
They can't say King of Tokyo.
They don't say Dice Forge.
I was going to say Dice Forge is the correct answer.
Dice Forge. Lords of Vegas.
Lords of Vegas is a good dice game.
You can't get Dice Masters.
Zombie Dice.
Anywhere.
Best dice game. We'll have to times two speed all this thinking
all right.
time.
So
part of me thinks they're going to say, I can't think of what it's called, but you're rolling your dice in a little arena.
Nope.
And they're fighting
each
other.
Not that one.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about,
yep.
though.
Nope. Just Back to the Future.
Oh, is that a dice
There's
game?
A dice-based version.
Yeah,
never played it.
How about best tower defense game?
Well, the answer's After the Empire.
That's correct.
But tower defense game, what is it?
I don't know if I've played very many tower defense games. I can't give an answer.
Castle Panic. You never played Castle Panic?
I never played Castle
Panic's really good. That's not their answer.
Right.
The Captain is Dead. Dangerous Planet.
Okay, I've never played it. I've heard of it.
Best game for older kids. Never heard of this game.
Okay, then I'm just not going to guess.
Zombie Kids Evolution. So it is a pseudo-legacy style.
Is that
like,
a Saturday morning cartoon?
I don't know. It's terrible.
Next.
This is oddly specific. Best word-based board game.
Just one.
And they're not going to say Scrabble, so...
If it's not just
upwards.
One... then
what's
Quiller.
The codenames? Codenames.
Oh, codenames.
Codenames.
Yeah, I'll go with codenames.
Codenames.
Yeah.
Yes.
Codenames is really good.
I like
codenames. I really enjoy codenames.
I'm not going to hit on too much for codenames. Yeah. It's an easy answer, but
my
it's,
problem is
but
it's
very well
mismarketed. Everyone calls it a party game, and I just don't think it's a party game.
Well, because you can play it with almost any number of people.
Right, which is their definition of, it plays up to 12 people. It's a party game because you could play at a party. And it's like, yeah, but it's more like an intellectual.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah. When you go to most of you're probably like, woo, party, now like, it's a party.
Yeah, exactly. Inquisitive 7.
Dan can't play party games or intellectual games by his definition.
He needs a pipe.
In public spaces because he must smoke while
Correct.
He does it.
A pipe.
How do you smoke?
I know. I don't.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Okay, best engine builder, and Spencer's not allowed to say Race for the Galaxy.
Okay, so it's Race for the Galaxy, but you can't say it, huh?
Can't say it.
This is not what...
Gizmos.
This is, they
I was
going
to say Gizmos. I couldn't think of the name.
They picked a great game that I don't see as an engine builder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
So not
deck
Gizmos.
Builder, the deck building game.
Deck builder, the deck building.
Scythe.
What?
I could kind of
sort of. That's action selection area
control.
Yeah, I was going to
say.
That is not engine
there's
building.
There's an
I just,
engine.
You literally do not build any engines
you
whatsoever.
You can build
game.
An engine on that, just kind of on the side.
No, but you could say any game is as you are getting more stuff in it and getting better in the game, you're building an engine that is more resources.
Gizmos, where you take that marble and that marble turns to two marbles, those two marbles turn to something else, that turns into something else. That's an engine builder. Scythe is an area control action selection game. So
I
100% agree. it is a good game.
You can take the soapbox back.
There is nothing, nothing Bob said that I disagree with.
Yeah.
Alright.
Well
best
said.
Solo game.
Uh-oh, I'm out.
Tainted Grill. Oh, they don't have that.
No.
Deck of Wonders.
Oh,
that's
a badass.
That's a solo
Kiss
game.
Ass.
Yeah.
I think there's a solo game that guys don't know how to play. But,
so, I mean, guys, I don't play
solo
games. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to.
Fallout.
Okay, that
which is notoriously flawed.
Fallout,
so
the
sure,
game that I
but people who
the board game
Fallout.
My vote for that would be Tainted Grail, I think.
And sure. For the record, any co-op game.
Is a
right.
solo
game.
Not
especially while Bob's playing
not
with
any
us.
Any
right.
co-op game. There are a couple of co-op games where you can't do that.
Okay. Best negotiation game.
Ooh, I like this. The Negotiator.
No, what was your other kidding. One? Sheriff Nottingham.
Sheriff Nottingham.
Nottingham.
Sheriff Nottingham is the correct answer.
Yeah.
And that's at stores, so
yeah.
Sure. Sheriff that's Nottingham.
You could even say, like, Diplomacy.
Sure.
That is
please tell me
like
it's not Diplomacy.
Almost all negotiation. No, they picked Cosmic Encounter, which is fine. I've never played.
That's a fantastic choice.
I've never played it, but I hear that that game is made for me.
I haven't played that enough, and that's not a big box store. So this person had to do some research.
Yeah, that's weird.
I played the game as a kid.
I think they just Googled.
Up to like third or fourth edition now. That's a good one.
And the last one, I don't really have an opinion on. It's best game for younger kids. I guess I do have an opinion because I don't.
They said that earlier.
No, they had older kids and kids overall. Older. Now it's younger kids.
Kids overall, that's why. Okay.
Fluke the Mummy.
So, younger kids. Yes, Pyramid of the Penguin is the reskin of Fluke the Mummy, which is Brain Games and its little penguins.
Okay.
Fantastic game for young kids.
Or Ice Cool.
Ice Cool is also fantastic.
Except it hurts my fingers.
But it's not any of those. They picked Spot
It. 8-year-old plays
it. Oh, I thought you said it was that. Oh.
Nope. Spot
It. I'm outfoxed.
Spot It.
So it's like I Spy.
It is I Spy.
Interesting.
That they sell you in a tin.
Right.
Yeah. Because you can't just go, I Spy, you know, something green.
I don't know. I spied it without a tin, so it doesn't really count.
I think Outfoxed was a good one.
Outfoxed is great.
Kids. I used to do those
I don't
books.
Know if this would go for younger
As a kid,
kids.
The I Spy
older
books.
Kids, yeah. The Shadows.
Shadows of the Forest. Yeah. Highlights.
Fun games for kids.
Yeah. No. Yep. A lot. I mean, Spot It's fine or whatever, but there's way better ones.
Yeah. My pick would probably be Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
For kids.
For little kids.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones Jr.
No, you stab your sister in the back.
That's what I want.
She left it wide open. You get in there and take that castle.
Hold on. All right. You cannot yell at a little child in a Game of Thrones game anything to do with brothers or sisters.
Exactly.
Just going to say,
exactly.
Steer away, because I almost said something that I would have regretted because it would have been on camera.
Yeah, that's why I bleeped myself.
It's like, you don't say it.
Friggin' Lannisters.
That's right.
At least they prepaid their debts.
But okay, man. So we are, that's it. That's the list. I thought it'd be fun to get like this.
Infuriating list. Like, okay, hold on.
I gotta
make some other people mad.
Yeah, and I thought it would just be a lot of fun for you guys to kind of jump in on this and see where you landed on some of these things. You know, just something goofy and off the wall, kind of unique. And again, I wanted you to have no idea what I was going to talk about because
we would have researched.
Part of the fun was revealing the list.
Yeah, the whole being blindsided by the what?
Yes, yes.
I don't know if I should be happy or depressed that I knew a lot of those. Like, should I be like, ew, Dan, why are you guessing these?
And don't take this the wrong way.
Right.
But it kind of makes sense. With it being a video game place, and you're kind of a video game guy, you kind of got
that. My brain
can
make that mentality.
Yeah.
Why would I take that the wrong way? Cool friends play video games together, Bob.
Well, that is true, Mr. No-Show.
Anyways.
Okay, so guys, before we go, wrapping up, I just want to give a shout out to our friends at the Board Game Mechanics. They are giving away a copy of, what is that? Dang it, I lost it. I had it and I lost it. They're having a giveaway on their page. It is a,
It's a board game.
I had it on my phone and then I closed my phone.
It's right here.
Thank you. So they're having a giveaway.
You could win this.
It's good until the weekend following when this drops, like September 12th. So check it out. Enter their giveaway. It's just like one of those Gleam ones. So follow them on Twitter, follow them on Instagram, whatever. And, you know, just get a bunch of entries in there. They are awesome people. They do a pretty okay podcast and a pretty okay YouTube channel where they drop reviews and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
not so boring unboxings, et cetera, right?
Et cetera.
You got to do that with your pipe again, though.
Yes.
I also wanted to say, we should have said this at the beginning of the segment, but say your choices for the categories.
Yeah, please do.
We want to see all these completely objective and not arguable.
Share your hatred like I did.
I can feel your anger.
Or if you actually really love these games, like Articulate. Tell me about Articulate. Like, I've never heard of it. Right.
I thought you were saying that if you really like these games, articulate.
Quit mumbling. Also, please check out our friends over at the Miniatures Rundown, CJ and Jeff.
And Josh.
And Josh do stuff over there, right? Yep. Minis,
I think he's a nice addition. Yeah. I've been enjoying him on that show.
There you go. So you're saying
he fits in well.
Oh, perfect. Cool. Perfect. Unlike somebody on this panel?
Yeah, I don't
fit. Okay, just check it. Did I accidentally point directly at you as
like
I said that?
Someone? Sorry, I just talked my way to point myself.
Awesome, guys. So thank you for watching. Thanks for putting up with our soapboxes. Honestly, Dan makes some really good points.
Let people go back. As long as it's never changed a bunch of stuff in the game. And
right. It's no, different no if it's 20 deal. Minutes later.
Exactly. But it's like, oh, if it just happened, just take them. Who cares?
Who cares? It's a game, right? It's a game.
Unless so, there's money on it.
Right.
And then
it's bad. And you stab your sister in the back.
Anyway. As long as it's not Game of Thrones, when you say that, it's okay.
Correct.
For the Board Game Rundown, I've been Tim.
I've been Bob.
I've been Spencer.
I'm Dan.
And we've been canceled. We'll see you next time.
Okay, last round. I need to make an input. Candyland, 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 Candyland. Oh. Time. Candyland.
Oh, he's doing his.
Yes, he's answering.
Candyland.
Okay, I can see most of those.
Only have 12 left.
But it's mass produced.
Just one.
Thanks for checking out the Board Game Rundown. If you like what you saw, like, comment, and subscribe to our channel. Share our videos on social media and spread the word. We publish new content weekly, including reviews, unboxing, and let's plays. And as always, thanks for watching.